Hello and welcome to Falcon Cast. Happy New Year to everyone out there. I'm Matt Moore, next to Jay Adams and Reed Farron. And, you know, if we've been watching this, we used the chip in the chair terminology. We went all in, and our seat is gone at the table. It was a fun run, but it didn't go the way of the Falcons last Sunday, did it, Jay?
No, we went up against pocket aces.
Yeah, you know, you didn't even get beat on the river, did you?
No,
it was the turn.
Just right out of the gate. Just we got built a 2 and a 7, and they were up against pocket aces. It seemed like, but yeah, it was not a good way to end the season. It was an ugly game. Not too many redeeming qualities from that one, and you know, it's going to leave a bad taste in the mouth of players for a long time. That's the thing about you know, your last game. Is that it's the last impression everybody's left with, and so it's going to be a long off season.
You know, Coach Smith was asked, "Did you see this coming? Is there anything that led up to the game that you saw this type of performance coming?" Obviously not. Like, who expects to see that type of a result? So, the surprising thing we follow the guys during practice, we watch them practice, we watch the coach's game plan. Just was unforeseen.
And credit to the Panthers.
Absolutely.
They came with a great game plan.
Absolutely.
And, they had the upper hand all afternoon long. And, you know, credit to them. And they are now the NFC champions. And, you know, if you have my opinion, I think they have a really good chance to make a little mini run in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
With the way they're dealt, kind of what we talked about, if things had fallen the right way for the Falcons, how it was going to go. It didn't. And then now the next news was Monday with the Mike Smith is no longer the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. And, you know, it's a couple guys up here that have been with Smitty for a long time. And, you know, it was a pretty tough day. It's still tough. It's been a tough week, you know, because Mike Smith, as I've told people, the best I've ever worked with. And, you know, I don't know what's ahead, but, you know, in my opinion, he's the best I will work with. And the guy oozes professionalism. Mm-hmm. And even when, you know, I went and told him, you know, on Monday, you know, hey, gonna miss you, thanks for everything, he's still so professional and turned it on us and told us he thanked our group for, you know, kind of working with him, and that just is all about Smitty. So, you know, wish him the best, and, you know, the legacy that he's left here, it's gonna last a long time.